不好？请弟兄姊妹们，我们再来读几处的圣经。我们读哥林多后书第十章第一节。
Brothers and sisters, let us read from Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1, chapter 10, Second Corinthians.
找到，我们一起来念啊。我保罗就是与你们见面的时候是谦卑的，不在你们那里的时候向你们是勇敢的，如今亲自借着基督的温柔和平劝你们。这里讲到是借着基督的温柔和平劝。然后我们读十一章第三节。
And chapter 11 verse 3.
我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，向上基督所存心，就像用有。这里讲到是向基督所存纯一清洁的心，也讲到是在基督里那纯一清洁的心，这是另外的一个翻译。我们看十一章第十节。
And chapter 11, verse 10.
既有基督的诚实在我里面，就无人能在亚该亚一带地方阻挡我这自夸。这里讲到基督的诚实在保罗里面。然后我们看也十一章二十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 23.
他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂话，我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多煞煎熬，受鞭打，是过重，冒死是女是友。这里讲到保罗，他说是一个基督的仆人。然后十二章第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
我认得一个在基督里的人，他前十四年被提到第三层天上去，或在身内我不知道，或在身外我也不知道，只有神知道。十二章第九节，这里十二节第二节这里讲到一个在基督里的人。
Here it talks about a man in Christ.
然后我们最后读十二章第九节。
Chapter 12, verse 9.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟。这里我们知道对保罗说话的是我们的主基督，所以这里讲到说是我的恩典是基督的恩典，所以我的能力是基督的能力，最后也讲到是基督的能力复辟保罗。
And here we know that this is Jesus talking to Paul. So my grace is the grace of Christ, and power is Christ's power. And finally, it also says that for Christ's sake, the power may rest on me.
那很感谢主，再有机会和弟兄姊妹们一起来分享主的话语。
Thank the Lord, I have the opportunity to share God's word with you again.
我们知道我们今年的主题是讲到是在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
We know that this year's theme is about showing the fragrance of Christ in knowing Christ.
冯牧师在前一段时间也跟我们分享了三次保罗传道的心态。
And Reverend Fang has shared with us three times the attitude of Paul.
他讲到三点，大家还记得？他讲到保罗里面他有一个清洁的良心，就是那个纯一清洁的心。
I remember three points.One is that Paul has this pure and devotional heart.
讲到那同情的慈心和那夸胜的信心。
And this gentleness and also victory heart.
基弟兄也跟我们讲到那个奉献和奉献的生活。
And Brother Chief shared with us this sacrificial life and his life.
我们知道那里是讲到那个奉献是让我们奉献在神的面前，我们当为一个活祭，这样神在我们身上能够工作。
And when we offer our life, God can work in our lives.
好，让我们能够更多的像主。
So that we can be more like Him.
高弟兄也跟我们讲到第十章、第十一章里面讲到那基督的真实。
And Brother Kale has also shared with us that that his the truth of Christ.
所以今天呢，我的负担。是讲把第十章和第十二章让我们整体的来看一下。
And today my burden is to share chapter 10 and chapter 12 so we can look at it as a whole.
我们知道在第九章结束的时候，保罗就讲到说感谢神，因他有那说不尽的恩赐。
And we know that in chapter 9 when Paul says that he thanked God for his indescribable gift.
然后从第十章一开始，保罗就说：“我保罗。”
And in chapter 10, he started by saying, "I, Paul."
如果你仔细读的话，你会看到《哥林多前书》的第一章到第九章和第十章到后面十三章是有很大的一个不同。
And when you read the Second Corinthians from chapter 1 to chapter 9 and from chapter 10 to chapter 13, there's a big difference.
第一章一开始的时候，保罗是说，他说他是做耶稣基督使徒的保罗和提摩太，然后写信给哥林多的教会。
And Paul started in chapter 1 by saying that Paul is an apostle of Jesus Christ and also Timothy, our brother. They wrote this. Letter to the saints.
然后第十章第一节，我们刚才读到说，就变成保罗一个人他在说。
And now in chapter 10, it's just Paul saying this.
然后我们如果看内容的话，前面第一章、第九章，保罗是讲到很多劝、安慰和劝勉的话。
And in chapter 1 to chapter 9, Paul there was a lot of exhortations.
但是到第十章跟十二章，你就会看到保罗有很多的他的辩护和他的夸口。
And from chapter 10 to chapter 13, there's a lot of defense and boasting.
我们在看第一章、第九章的那个语气也很不一样。第一章、第九章是很多很安慰、很多劝勉，而且是很多感谢神。所以刚才你读到第九章最后一节的时候，他是感谢神，然后有说不尽的恩赐。好像就已经结束了这样。
And from chapter 1 to chapter 9, Paul uses a lot of words of encouragement and exhortation and thank God. So he ended chapter 9 by saying thank God for his indescribable gift.
但是后面如果我们仔细看第十章到十二章那里，保罗实在是用很强烈的话，他是用很强烈、很严厉的那种语气。在跟哥林多教会来说的。
From chapter 10 to chapter 13, Paul uses strong words and very stern words.
如果我们来看第十章的时候，第十章是讲到保罗要为他这个使徒的职分来辩护。
And Paul was defending his position as an apostle.
那从第十章第一到六节是讲到保罗为他的行事来辩护。
And from verse 1 to verse 6 is about his defense on his work.
然后从第十章第七节到十一节讲到说是保罗要为他的行事和他言语的一致要来辩护。
And then from verse 7 to 11 he was trying to defend his words and his work. his actions, consistency of his work and action.
然后从十二到十八节那里是讲的保罗要为他那个哥林多教会是他那个福音传福音的地方，他在那里他要为这个来辩夸口。
And from verse 12 to verse 18, he was boasting that the Corinth is the place where he preached the gospel.
是神所量给他的那样传福音的地方。
It's what God has assigned to him as a field.
然后从十一章开始一直到十二章的第十节，那你是讲到保罗要为他使徒的身份来辩护。
And from chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 11, he is defending his position as an apostle.
我们从十一章的第一节到十五节，可以讲到说是保罗是在夸他为哥林多人他们所做的。
And from 11 to 15, he was boasting about what the brothers and sisters in Corinth have done.
然后从十一章的十六节到三十三节，他是讲保罗是要夸他的出身，他是希伯来人，然后夸他所受的许多的苦。
And from verse 16 to 33, Paul was boasting his background as an Hebrew and as a Jew and all his sufferings.
刚才我们是读到，然后从十二章的第一到第十节，保罗是在夸他所得到的启示和他的得到的意象。
And from verse 1 to verse 7, 6,
10.
10.
Chapter 12. Yeah.
Oh, chapter 12, verse 1 to 10. Paul was boasting about the revelation that he received.
所以我们知道真的这里就是讲到有很多的辩护和夸口。
So here he talks about a lot of about defending himself.
如果我们再仔细看一点，我们知道不单只是辩护和夸口，而且这种辩护和夸口是非常强烈和严厉的。
And not only is his just defending himself, but his words are very strong and and.
我想我们从第十章开始，我们简单的来过一下，来看一下保罗实在他是用这些很强烈的字眼。
And so we wanted to take a look at the words that Paul used in these passages.
在第十章的第三节、第四节那里是讲到说保罗说他虽然在血气中行事。但他说却不凭着血气，但是而且特别用到一个字是征战。
And in verse 3, here Paul says that even though we live in this world, but we don't wage war as the world does.
而且他讲到第四、第五节，他讲到说是要他讲去攻破那些堡垒，然后要夺回这些心，然后后面还第七节他说。要等到他们第六节他说要顺服的时候要讲到责罚。
In verse 4 and 5 he talks about demolishing the strongholds and also captivating our thoughts, every thought. And then verse 6 about obedience.
然后第八那你第九节又讲到他是夸口他要夸口。然后又讲到说他写信不是要威吓，这些字都是很特别很重的这些字。
And then verse 9 he talks about his boasting and also that he is not to frighten them.
然后在十一章那里他又讲到他对他们的一个愤恨，然后讲到那是神的那个愤恨。
And chapter 11, he talks about his jealousy.
然后十一章第五节，那你要讲他说一点都不在那最大的使徒的下面。
And that he is not under the super.
所以那是一种那是很重的一种夸口。
And so the boasting is very strong.
然后又讲到他。那个粗俗，他不粗，他言语也许粗俗，但他知识不粗俗。
And his even though his words are rough, that his knowledge is not.
然后第七节又讲到说，他说他白白传福音给他们，然后自居卑微，让他们升高。他说这叫算我犯罪吗？这里又是一个讲到他要犯罪，这些都是很特别的。
And he talked about he's preaching the gospel to them for free, and he said, is that a sin?
然后第八节那里又讲到说他亏负了别的教会，好让他们在那里，他能够在那边继续的那里工作。
And he verse 8 he talked about that he almost feel like he's robbing from the other churches for their support.
然后十一节呢，在那里又讲到，他说为什么？因为不爱你们吗？你看他那里，他讲到说，好像说不爱他们，讲的爱不爱这样的一件很严重的一件事。
And then he was talking about something very, very serious in verse 11 and 10. Is that did I not love you? He's talking about love, whether he loved or not.
所以，然后我们这里是看到，真的他是用很多的。这样的这些很特别很重的这些字眼，不单止如此，我们刚才在读到十一章的时候，我们看那个十九，特别是二十节的时候
he was using all these very special words, and especially in chapter 12 verse 19,
还有 20
and 20.
所以他，如果你看，他说，假如有人抢你们做奴仆或吞。侵吞你们或掳掠你们或辱骂你们或打你们的，你们都能忍耐他们。
So, you can even put up with people's hitting your face or capturing you as a slave.
你看这里保罗好像是在真的是在讽刺他们，是在挖苦他们。
And it's like he was being sarcastic to them.
如果你看保罗其他书信，你真的是看不到保罗他用这些。很特别特别强烈的这样的那种语气。
We don't see Paul writing that way in other letters.
然后二十一节又讲到说他自己要羞辱他自己。
And in verse 21 he talks about he wanted to shame himself.
然后在十二章我们刚才读到的十一节那里也讲到说他是做愚妄人，就是被他们逼的。
And he said that he wasBeing a fool because it was he was dared by them to do so.
然后十二章十三节又讲到说，哦，他们就是说，如果这是不公之处，他说还要求他们来饶恕，而且他有什么是不及，这里面除了不累着你们，他说这里如果还有什么不公之处，他说要求他们来饶恕。
And he asked for their forgiveness if they didn't speak. According to he didn't speak like that.
Yeah. 然后十五节那里又讲到说，他爱他们越多，反而少得他们的爱。所以
and if,
然后十七、十八节又讲到说，他说有占你们便宜吗？两次这样的讲，所以我们实在是看到保罗在这里，在他里面，在这些用很强烈。这些词里面是看到保罗是用很严肃很严厉的这些话来辩护也来夸口。
And Paul said twice that he did not exploit the brothers and sisters. So he used these very strong words to defend himself and to boast.
所以我在读到这些的时候就有一个问题，就问说保罗为什么要这样做，为什么他要用这样如此强烈的这样的来辩护和这样的夸口。
When I read these passages, I had a question of why did Paul use these strong words to defend himself and to boast.
我们知道哥林多是一个，这是一个商业经济和文化在那个时候都是很发达的一个城市。
And we know that Corinth is a commerce center at that time.
然后他们也是以他们的那个口才跟辩护、辩论而闻名的。
And they were very well versed, and they can with their debates also.
而且他那个时候也是一个哥林多是一个交通的那个枢纽。
And they're also a center of transportation.
所以在那个时候有许多的不单只保罗到了那个地方而且有许多的那些人也有特别说有些犹太的信徒也有这些搅扰后面就跟着保罗也到了哥林多的教会
and, but there is some people that create a lot of problem with him and they follow him around
如果我们仔细在看的时候我们就看到第十章里面有一个字是很多时候出现的那你就讲到说有人
And in verse 10, there's some words that show up as the word is someone.
因为很多时候，我想我们在教会的时候，很多时候我们也会听到，哎，有什么事，有人这样说，有人那样说。
And even in our church, sometimes when something happens, we would say someone said this.
当很多时候我们是为了保护，就是我们就说匿名，这样我们是这样的，有用这样的词。
And many times we're trying to protect, and so that's why we say that anonymously.
但在这里是不一样。这里看到这个有人，我们就来看几个地方，知道这些是很特别的。我们在第十章第二节那里就讲到，说是有人以为，是吧？以为保罗是凭着血气来行事。
And here it's a little different, but in verse 2, it says that someone thinks that Paul. Live by the standard of this world.
然后第十章第十节，那你又说，那你就有人说了。那前面是有人以为，然后现在是有人说，说他的信又沉重又厉害，即使见面却气貌不扬，然后言语粗俗。
In verse 10, someone said that his letters are weighty and forceful, and then when they see him, he is unimpressive.
所以讲到有人就说他许多的话，然后在第十一章第四节，那你更严重。那你讲到说有人来传另外一个基督，来传另外一个福音。
And then in chapter 11 verse 4 it says that somebody came to preach a Jesus other than the one that Paul preached.
所以然后我们再看如果有这些人在这里说如果是一般的人也就算但是我们再仔细看这不是一般的人在说这样的话而是他们是就是我们再看几个地方在第十章第七节那你就说那些人是什么样的人呢那你告诉我们说是那些人是他有人自信是属基督的
and if these are just normal people then it's one thing but these are not just normal they in verse 10 we can chapter 10 verse 7 it says that these people think that they belong to Christ.
Yeah, 所以他们是觉得他们是很好像在属灵上是很高的这样的高高在上。
So these people believe that they are spiritual.
然后这些人又是第十章十二节，他们讲到说他们是分外的夸口的。
And they're also boasting.
而且那你是后面有讲到他们是仗着别人的劳碌来夸口，分外夸口。
And they're boasting of work that others have performed.
而且他们是叫做最大的使徒。
And they call themselves super apostles.
如果你看英文，他讲到说是那个 super 是讲到是超使徒。
And they're above everyone else.
我们知道我们讲那个人，然后超人，超人就比人厉害。
And it's like Superman. Superman is greater than man.
然后有市场，那就是 supermarket， 那又比 market 那市场更大。
And the supermarket is like a big market.
所以你要他超使徒，那说他是比使徒更大，比保罗更大的。
And they think that they are the super apostles because they're greater than Paul.
就讲到说他们可能是在属灵上，他们自认为他们是很有分量的那个那大佬。
They're spiritually they have greater substance.
但是保罗在后面在十一章第十三节那就指出，他说那些人是那个假使徒。
But Paul pointed out in chapter 12 that that these are false apostles.
他们行事诡诈，他说装着基督使徒的模样。
and they're pretentious that they are apostles of Christ.
他们也许是说他们见过耶稣肉身的时候。
Or they may have seen Jesus in flesh.
也许说保罗还没有见过。
And Paul has not.
但是我们知道保罗在大马色路上他是真的是遇见主。
But we know that Paul in the road up to Damascus, he met Jesus.
我们知道这些使徒他们实际上是可以叫他们是那个超假的使徒。
So we can call these other apostles super false apostles.
如果哥林多的教会可以像以弗所的教会那样，我们在知道在启示录第二章那里第二节那里讲到说，以弗所的教会他说不能不容忍恶人，曾试炼那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，然后看出他们是假的来。
If they could be just like the church of Ephesus, like in Revelation chapter 2, chapter 2 verse 2 says that these brothers and sisters could tolerate the wicked, cannot tolerate the wicked, and they test it and know that these apostles are false.
那我想哥林多教会也没有那么多的事情。
Then there wouldn't be so many problems in the church of
Corinth. 但我们知道哥林多的教会它没有成熟到那个阶段。
And we know that the church of Corinth is not as mature to that point.
我们也知道保罗的十三封书信是可以分成四组。
And we know that the 13 epistles of Paul could be divided into four groups.
那也对应于属灵生经生命成长的那四个阶段。
And so also in line with spiritual growth.
所以我们知道铁撒罗尼迦前后书那是讲到教会初诞生的时候，那讲到是一个婴孩的阶段，基督徒生命那个婴孩的阶段。
So first and second Thessalonians is about the church as an infant.
然后我们知道中间过了五年呢，是那个罗马书、加拉太书和临前临后是讲到教会或者生命成长里面是对应那个青少年的那个阶段。
And it's in Romans and First and Second Corinthians and Galatians is about the it's like the church is in the teenager stage.
然后在以弗所书、哥罗西书、腓立比书和腓利门书，那是对应到教会成熟的那段时间。
And
也是生命成熟的那段时间。
In Philippians, Philemon,
Ephesians,
it's about the church at the mature stage.
然后三本提字书是讲到全程，就是全程，就是最后那段阶段。
And then the final three books is about his the final stages of perfection.
我们知道哥林多教会是在那个青少年的那个阶段里面。
So we know that the Corinthians are in the stage of like the church is a teenager.
他已经不是在那个婴孩时期了。
They're already not an infant.
因为那你讲到哥林多教会，他的恩赐没有一样是不及人的。
And we know that the church of Corinth, their gifts are above everyone else.
然后他的口才知识也全备。
And their knowledge and speech is perfect.
但他们里面却有分党纷争，打官司，有许多的那个冲突和矛盾，就像在青年的时候那样。
And we know that they have a lot of strife and they have a lot, they were suing each other, so it's fighting a lot, so it's like when they're like a youth.
因为他们慢慢懂得观察，然后他们也看，然后他们许多的人来，然后就有里面就有，然后就有一些冲突，然后这时候像保罗，他们那时候分辨的能力还不强。
So they, there are a lot of people that come and talk to them, and they started some conflicts, and their ability to discern is not that great at that time.
那从第十章这里我们看到，像这里我们也能找到有，其实有几个他们青少年时那段阶段的一些特点。第一个我们是看到他们是看外表。
And in chapter 10, Paul talks about them that they have a couple of characteristics of being young. And
他们看外表的时候，他们就看啊，这个哪个是帅，哪个是那个像白马王子。但是你看保罗却是那个气貌不扬。我们在第十章第十节那里看到保罗。
And they look at things in the surface, and so but Paul he is unimpressive in his appearance.
然后少年的时候，青少年的时候，很多时候我们也喜欢听那些豪言壮语，或者很多人这里讲的很多夸大的话。
And also when you're young, you like to hear all the big words and the big accomplishments and boasting.
但保罗那里就说，保罗也那里也说到那些人，说保罗言语粗俗。
And Paul said that his speaking amounts to nothing.
然后就是第十章第十节那里，然后在十三。十五节那里也讲到保罗也不愿意分外的夸口。
And also, Paul said that he is not willing to boast beyond his limits.
所以这些也让他们就觉得保罗很不没有对不怎么样。
So there, Paul
就是他们没有觉得保罗对他们就是很有。这样的一个 attractive，
so they don't think that Paul was very attractive to them。
然后青少年的时候，很多时候也喜欢那个行事很潇洒。
And they also act very quickly。
很多时候我们也不一定很守规矩。
Or follow rules。
但十一章第九节，你看保罗他那里却是这个，他说他凡事谨守。
And Paul said that everything he follows the rules。
然后很多时候，我想青少年的时候，像我自己很多时候也是那样，他喜欢那个大英雄，然后跟着大哥哥姐姐，然后高高在上，我就跟。
And I know when I was young, I like to follow those who are my heroes.
但是保罗这里却说他自己是自居卑微。
But here Paul talks about he humbles himself.
所以我们看到在这种情况下，然后有那些人他们又喜欢那样的，这帮就是好像自称又很愿意夸口，又就是说自己很厉害。在这样一对比的时候，我们知道哥林多教会他就心偏于邪了，或者说很容易他就讲的他快要偏于，保罗讲的他害怕他偏于心偏于邪。那十一章第三节那你讲。
And so Paul said that when they compared the false apostles were so boasting and using big words, where Paul was humble, so they were easily led astray.
也许他们还没有偏邪，但保罗那里已经说他怕他们。但至少我们看到他们跟保罗的关系是疏远的，不那么亲密了。
And maybe the Corinthians are not have not been led astray, but Paul was afraid that they might be. And one thing is for sure that the relationship between the Corinthians and the Church of Corinth and Paul was separate.
他们也不那么尊重保罗了。
And they did not respect him as much.
不那么信任保罗了。
And they didn't trust him as much.
甚至在十三章的第三节那里。
And even in chapter 13,
他们怀疑保罗，他们说他们要寻求基督在保罗里面说话的凭据。
They were questioning about Paul, because they want Paul to prove that he is apostle.
所以我们看到那里他们是在质疑，而且他甚至就当保罗是那个愚妄的，就像我们刚才读到的十一章十六节那里说。
So they treat Paul as a fool.
所以我们知道那个仇敌的那个诡计跟这些超假使徒的那些诡计是很清楚的，他们要使哥林多的信徒 那 不信任保罗，怀疑保罗，然后又看低保罗，然后这样的话，他们就看低保罗所传的福音。
So the tricks of the false apostles are very clear. They want to make him look like he is abased, and then they don't trust him, and then the value of the gospel that he preached will be lowered.
我们知道保罗是在哥林多教会，本来是保罗他建立起来的。
We know that Paul was the one who built up the church in Corinth.
你知道保罗在第二次这个环游布道的时候，他到了哥林多，然后他就在那里18个月，然后就把神的道教训他们。
And Paul in his second missionary trip journey stopped in Corinth and started the church and teach them with the word of God.
保罗也是真的是用神的福音这样的生了他们。
And they were born in the gospel of Christ.
保罗也对他们就像对孩子他们的儿亲爱的儿女一样。
And Paul treated them just like his child.
保罗也劝勉他们要学基督，他讲到说师父虽有一万，但为父的却不多。
And Paul said that there is a lot of teachers, but as a father, there's not much.
他们劝勉保罗要效法，劝勉哥林多的信徒们要效法他。
So and he encouraged him to use Paul as an example.
所以我们看到，本来保罗和他们的关系就是像父亲和孩子一样，是很亲密的那个关系。
So we can see the relationship originally was very close, like that of a father and child.
他们是很亲密的，他们是很彼此相信任的，他们也很尊重保罗。
And they trust each other and respected Paul.
但是我们知道，后来保罗因着逼迫就离开了哥林多的教会。
And we know that Paul left the church of Corinth because of the persecution.
然后就发生了许多人，那些有的人，这些假使他们来，所以就发生了这样的事情。
And so these false apostles came, and this so created all these problems.
但现在我们就看到哥林多的教会，就好像很多时候像青少年说很容易是那个悖逆的那样，他们在。就把保罗看着就是好像是一个没有权威的这样的一个父亲，他也好像看不起保罗这样。
And so the church of Corinth is now like the teenagers being rebellious, and they did not look up to Paul.
所以实在是在这样的情况下逼着保罗要用那强烈的那样的辩护和夸口。
So,And Paul had no choice but to use these strong words to defend and to boast.
你知道有的父亲也许真的孩子不听话，他们就会打跟这些东西，有的武功高强。但是保罗这里他确实要来跟他们辩护，要借着这样的来矫正他们。
And a father sometimes if the child is would correct with chastise the child, but here Paul uses his defense to try to correct them.
我们知道保罗这样辩护，强烈的辩护和夸口的目的不是为了保罗自己。
And Paul uses these strong words in his defense and boasting not for his own benefit.
他实在是为了神托付给保罗的福音。
It is for the gospel that was given to Paul.
他也是为了要挽回哥林多的信徒。
And it's also to bring back the believers in the in.
他那里讲到是要将所有，他要将所有的心意要夺回，要使他都顺服基督。
And he is to bring back their the believers.
然后保罗这样做，他也是为了造就哥林多的信徒。
And it's also to build up the believers in the church of Corinth.
他在十二章 那你讲到说他做一切的事情都是为了要造就他们，十二章十九节。
So everything that Paul did was to build them up.
哎，讲到说他用这样的权柄是为了要使徒的权柄是为了要造就他们，而不是要败坏他们。
So he uses his authority as an apostle to build them up, not to pull them down.
然后在十三章第九节那里，保罗又说到。他所求的是要哥林多人他们要做完全的人，那个完全的人讲了他们要成熟起来，成熟的人。
and chapter 13 verse 9 Paul says that he wants them to be a to have perfection, that means that to have maturity,
使他们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗人的法术。
so that they won't fall into temptation, and
他们也不被不同的教训之风所摇动，飘来飘去，而随从各样的异端。
And they would not follow the ways of the world.
所以我们看到，在保罗在这些辩护跟在这些夸口的里面，保罗要来矫正。这些哥林多信徒他们的眼光。
So Paul is trying to correct the believers of the Church of Corinth using his defense and his boasting.
要把他们的眼光从许多外表的事，然后带到那里面的真实的事情。
From taking their sight from the things of this world into things that to the truth.
让他们看到那个里面那个属灵的真实。
And so that they can see the reality of the spiritual things.
我很感谢主，在星期五晚上，在严嘉玲姊妹追思礼拜的时候，冯牧师也给我们讲到那个信心是看见。
And thank the Lord that on Friday in the memorial services of Sister Yen that Pastor Fang talked to us about the vision of the faith.
让我们真的像亚伯拉罕，眼睛被开启，看见那座有根有基的城，是那神所经营、神所建造。
So, so that we, like, Abraham, that faith allows us to see the city with foundations, whose architect is, and builder is God.
高弟兄也见证到，严嘉玲姊妹她是怎么样信主的。怎么样得到这样一个永远的生命。
Brother Kale witnessed how Sister Yan had received her faith.
基督兄他也见证到，真的不是看那个肉体的一天一天的毁坏，而是看那个里面他的心内心一天一天的更新。
And Brother Chi is shared how she saw that her outside may be wasting away every day, but her inside is renewed.
这些是叫我们能够不丧胆。
So that we will not lose hope.
也不是看那个自战自清的苦楚，而是要看这些苦楚所要成就那极重永远无比的荣耀。
So that we're not just seeing the light and momentary troubles, achieve to see the eternal glory of God.
也不是看我们自己的意思，而是要看神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的那个旨意。
So we're not seeing our own will, but the will that is from God.
也不看我们自己，不看我们自己的无能，而是看神，看神的应许。
And not to see our own inapt, but to see the promise of God.
有时候我也在问，为什么保罗要这样，要选择这样的一种方式，来这样强烈的夸口和辩护
？Why did Paul use this way to use such strong words to defend and boast？
你知道，在哥林多前书第九章那里。保罗当他在 在 那时候他已经受了这样的攻击，但他在前书的时候他也要为他使徒的那个权利来辩护。
And in 1 Corinthians, he actually already was attacked, and he uses his authority to defend him, himself.
然后他在那里第九章的22节到23节他讲到说，他说像什么样的人他就做什么样的人，无论如何总要救一些人。他说他所做的都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
And he said that he is he become all things to all men, so that he did that to for the sake of the gospel.
想实在哥林多人大概也是实在是因为他们自己这样的辩论这些很有名，像可能也是保罗也是用这样的一种方式，是他们是可以接受的这样一种方式来对待他们，好让他们能够。
So God, that's why Paul uses the defense in that way to help them to become more mature.
保罗也在这很强烈的辩护和夸口里面，是在他打开他自己的心。
And Paul also opened up his heart,
让哥林多的信徒能够看见。保罗他心里面的他是怎么样的爱他们。
So that they can see how Paul in his heart loved them.
也让我们能够看见保罗这瓦器里面他那个宝贝。
And so that we can see this treasure in the clay jar.
让我们能够感受到真的是保罗身上他所显出来的那个基督的馨香。
And so that they can smell the fragrance that comes from Paul.
也看到神他在保罗身上所成就所做成的那个工作。
And the work that was done on Paul, and let those people see that.
所以当我在读这十章到十二章的里面，像我们刚才读了，我就找到那七点，是看到真的是基督在保罗所身上所成就的。
So from chapter 10 to chapter 12, there's seven points of how we can see Christ.
这第一点就看到，那你保罗是说他以基督的温柔和平来劝他们。
And the first one was that Paul appealed to them by the meekness and gentleness of Christ.
我们知道在那之前的二十多年前，保罗他本来是一个逼迫基督徒直到死地的那一人。
Previously, we know that Paul was persecuting the church.
然后他也曾经是口吐那个威吓凶杀的话，然后去见那个大祭司，要拿文书去捆绑基督徒。
And we know that Paul was very zealous and go to the high priest to try to capture the Christians.
也讲到保罗不是，他不会用这些威吓跟这些的，用这些恐怖的手段。但那个时候，他里面已经有了圣灵在他身上所结的那个果子，就是那个温柔、和平。
But now he has this the fruit of the Spirit in him, which is this gentleness and meekness.
所以温柔已经成为在保罗里面的那个性格。
And gentleness is his character now.
然后在十一章第三节那里讲到是在基督里面那个纯一清洁的心。
And chapter 11 verse 13 is about the simplicity of Christ.
他就是荣牧师那时候讲到的。那个清洁的良心，那个是同一个字。第一章十二节那里所讲到的。
And it's the same word as Pastor Fang had shared. It's this pure heart.
保罗那里怕哥林多的信徒他失去这样一个向主纯一单纯的心。
And Paul was afraid that the church of Corinth would lose this sincere,
保罗他自己,
and pure heart.
他有, 他也自己知道, 这一个心对这个属灵的生命成长, 是多么的重要。
And Paul knows how important it is to for the growth, spiritual growth.
你是讲到他对神里面那个单一的这样的一个心, 这是里面一个单一的这样的一个心。
And this simple heart is what
他因着在里面像神有这样一个单一的心, 所以在外面他就有一个乐卷。 那就是在第八章第九章里面所讲到的那个乐卷。
So in Christ they have this sincere and pure heart, that's why they are able to offer.
我们知道我们的主在地上的时候，他也是那样的。主耶稣在地上的时候，他就是一直向着神，他有那一颗单一的心，他一直能够看到神的笑脸。
And we know our Lord is the same way when he was in this world. He continued to see the face of the Father.
他本与神同等，但他是在神面前，他却蒙头，然后却一直这样的专心，这样的看，也一直是这样的顺服。
And he is equal with the Father, but still he is obedient to him.
第三点，讲到十一章第十节那里讲到，他说他保罗是以基督的诚实。And
the third point is the truth of Christ.
那个诚实，那你是讲到那个真实。
The truth is talking about the
他基督在保罗里面是那个真实的。
And Christ
是保罗时常经历的。
Is what Paul experienced all the time is this Christ and his truth.
他能够见证说神是那乐意将他儿子启示在他里面。
And he knows that God worked in Paul with his truth.
然后第四点是在十一章二十三节那里讲到，保罗是那基督的仆人。
And the fourth point, Paul talks about him being the servant of Christ.
那你讲到，我们知道耶稣基督他是虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
We know Christ has humbled himself and took on the image of a servant.
神也将基督仆人这样的性格坐在保罗的里面。
And God also put this in this servanthood in Paul.
让保罗在各样的事上来表明。 他是基督的用人,
that he through all and all the things that Paul did, that he can show that he is a servant of Christ.
就如在许多的忍耐、患难和困苦的里面,
and in his perseverance and his sufferings.
然后在十二章第五节那里，他讲到一个是在基督里面的,
and and. Verse 2, chapter 12, it talks about a man in Christ.
那你保罗，他讲到是他讲到他在那个经历，他在被提到天上的一个他的经历的时候，他讲到他是那在基督里的人。
And when he talked about his experience of this vision, he talks about that he is a man in Christ.
那你讲到那是一个长成的人。
And this is a grown man, mature man.
那不再是婴孩。
It's no longer a infant.
而且那你讲到保罗是一个背十字架的人。
And he's also one that who carries his own cross.
因为我们知道在第七节，十二章第七节那里讲到说，他怕保罗因恐怕他所得的启示甚大。 过于至高，就有一根刺夹在保罗的肉体上。
And because they were that he was concerned that he might be conceited because of this great revelation that there is a thorn in his flesh.
那根刺, 你知道那原文是讲到,
and in the original text, this thorn is a rod.
你知道前书跟一个前书,
and in 1 Corinthians talks about the way of the cross.
里面许多的问题, 保罗就用那十字架的道,
and to the many problems, Paul uses the way of the cross and Christ as the answer to the problems.
在后书,
in the 2 Corinthians, he didn't talk about these.
但在后书, 你却看到保罗有那个被十字架的那个生活的见证。
But we do see his testimony of bearing the cross.
他是在天天背起十字架来跟随主的。And
he's the one who bears his cross every day to follow Christ.
有一根刺是在他的身上，但那根刺却不是他生命成长的那个障碍，反而是他的帮助，生命成长的帮助。And
this thorn in his flesh did not become a deterrent to his growth, but it's actually helped him to grow in Christ.
哥林多，保罗在哥林多后书给我们看见，他是一个在背十字架的。So
in the 2 Corinthians, we can see that Paul is one who bears his cross.
结果他这个人就被带到他原来神旨意当初的那个旨意的那个地步。
So he becomes a man that God brought to the original, to one that is according to the will of God.
讲到他的情感就被带到原来的那个地步，他的意志也被带到那个原来的地步。And
his soul and also his will are brought to that point.
你讲到他的爱也像神的爱一样。And
that his love is like the love of God.
所以你讲到哥林多人是这样的来对保罗，保罗是最有理由要可以放弃哥林多人。And
the way that the Church of Corinth treated him, he has every reason to let them go.
真的，他就是撒手不管。
Or, and stop caring about them. Or to have given up hope on them.
他可以跟他们说, 真的是跟他们一刀两断, 因为保罗爱他们越多,
or to just totally separate from them because the more Paul loves them, the more they rebelled against him.
但是保罗对这样的人,
what did Paul say to these kind of people?
保罗在前面他跟他说，对哥林多的信徒们却说，叫你们知道，我格外的疼爱你们。And
he said, I want you to know that I love you
deeply.
然后也向他们说，也保罗也向他们显出那个坚定不移的爱心来。And to show them his steadfast love for them.
所以整本书。 我们能看出，真的保罗所写的，实在是整本书里面他洋溢出来的，是保罗对哥林多人的爱。And
so this book shows Paul's love to the Corinthians.
而这个爱，实在是神的爱，因为在保罗身上得胜，所以能够神的爱能够在保罗身上这样的流露。
And this love is the love of God because Paul was could be victorious through God's love that he can show his love to.
所以也看到保罗能够恒久忍耐又有恩慈.
That he can that he has long suffering and
保罗也能,
kind.
真的是宽容，也能忍耐，赦免他们.
And he was he forgives them.
但不停在这里, 我们也看到神的爱,
and he didn't stop there. Let them see the.
不单只在保罗身上得胜，他也在哥林多的圣堂 信徒里面得胜。哥林多的信徒他们就尽前的悔改，神的爱也在他们在身上得胜。
And not only was the love of God victorious in Paul, but in the Corinthians, they were able to repent and show the victory of God's love.
最后也看到基督的恩典和基督的能力。
And finally, we also see the grace of Christ and the power of Christ.
对，那你讲到十二章第九节，那讲到说，他说我的恩典够你的用。
In verse 9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you."
因为我的能力在软弱人的身上显得完全。
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
啊，实在很感谢主。这里讲到基督的恩典是够用。
Thank the Lord.
现在
His grace is sufficient.
那个恩典，他给我们的恩典，每一天都是新鲜的。
So every day His grace to us is new.
实在让我们能够学习用信心来支取这样的人这样的恩典。
And let us learn how we can receive this grace through faith.
让我们也能够认识自己的软弱，能够夸我们自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力能够来覆庇我们。
And let us know our own weakness, and then we can boast in our weakness so that God's power can be shown.
好，我们一起低头有一个祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
主啊，谢谢你在借着保罗的他的辩护和他的夸口，让我们再来看到基督你自己。
And through the defense of Paul and his boasting, that we can see Christ.
主啊，谢谢你，主，你实在是那真实的神，你是做工在每一个信靠主你身上人的人的神。
You are a God who work among all the people who believe in you.
我们也实在是你那手中的工作，在耶稣基督里面所做成的。
And in your hands we are your masterpiece that is created in Christ.
主啊，愿你真的是把主你基督的温柔和平，主啊，你显在我们的面前。
And may you reveal to us the gentleness and meekness of Christ.
也把那基督向着基督里面那纯一单纯的心也赐给我们。
And give us the sincere and pure heart in Christ.
主啊，你也把那基督的慈爱、基督的恩典和能力，主啊，真是来赏赐给我们。
And may you give us the grace and power in Christ.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们愿意来背起主你的十字架来跟随你。
And help us so that we can bear our cross and to follow you.
让我们能够真的是在你里面能够长大，能够更多的像你。
And help us to be able to grow up in you and to be more like you.
谢谢你，我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.